podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Total Screamers podcast. My name is Jed, and today I'm joined by Billy. Say hello, mate.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. I'm not going to lie. I was just saying to Billy before we came onto the pod, now that the championship season is finished for me in Coventry City, my football brain is really switched off. And I was like, what on earth is there? There's football on a Tuesday night? What's going on? But we're here to talk about a couple of things. There's been some news involving some guy that plays in the Bundesliga that Man City are trying to sign.
Never heard of it. Next question.
Yeah, I think we'll come on to that in a bit because I know that Billy's dying to talk about Villa Liverpool, which he's just reminded me is taking place tonight. So, Billy, thoughts on that upcoming game?
You know, there's been a niggling feeling at me all day, and something inside of me is telling me that we're going to beat them, which normally means that we'll get absolutely battered.
Yeah, you're massively tempted fate there. Massively.
Yeah. It's one of them, really. It's just a free hit for any... I've said this so many times on the pod this season, that any game against Man City, Liverpool, and even Chelsea at the beginning of the season is just a free hit. You know you're going to lose. If you get something from it, then happy days. And it's the same feeling I've got now, to be honest with you. They've benched Salah and Robertson, which is never going to be a bad thing for an opposition. But they've also got Jota and Tsimikas to come in. So their squad depth is just ridiculous now. So it's not going to be an easy game by any stretch of the imagination. And I highly doubt that we will get anything from it, but it's going to be a decent game, I think, anyway.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the lineups at the minute. Like you said, Salah and Robertson rested, but I mean that front three of Mane, Jota and Diaz is still going to cause Villa problems. Yeah. Villa are pretty strong, aren't they? Watkins, Coutinho, Ings, John McGinn.
Yeah, it's quite hard to justify Buendia being dropped after the weekend. He was outstanding. So that, I'm trying to wrap my head around that one, but it's also Coutinho against Liverpool. It's almost it's like the there's something there.
I can see where your little spark has come from there, and like this might be Villa's day. But
Coutinho and Gerrard to stop Liverpool from winning the league. It's bound to happen.
it's more likely that Gerrard will go out and just sit back completely and let Liverpool come at them. I think I don't think Gerrard's going out to win this game. I think Steven Gerrard wants Liverpool to win the league. So Villa have got nothing to play for. So
I think Steven Gerrard definitely wants Liverpool to win the league. However, I think if someone like Steven Gerrard or even anyone, if any manager is going into a game thinking that we shouldn't be winning this game or I don't want us to win this game, you're in the wrong job, aren't you?
You say that, but see, this is what I think. Gerrard will say that to the cameras, you know. You play it up like, oh yeah, of course I want to win the game. Yeah, of course, you know, all that. You know, he'll be doing all of that. He'll be giving it all the, you know, I know I've got ties with Liverpool, but I'm committed to Aston Villa. And I still want to make sure that we get points. You know, our season's not over. We're still playing for points, blah, blah, blah. He'll do all of that. But in the back of his mind, he'll be going, but I could give him a big boost here in the title race.
I jokingly tweeted out when Man City were 4-0 up. The Villa game is gonna end up Liverpool 4-0 now, and then they went on to get a fifth. And so I had a feeling it's gonna be a 5-0, but I think it's gonna be one of them. We're gonna go out and try and win the game as best as we can. I think I don't think there's gonna be any bias there or anything towards Liverpool personally. I hope not anyway. Saying that, also want Liverpool to win the league, so it's a bit of a catch 22 for me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you'll be happy if you beat them, but you won't be happy if Maybe Man
Yeah, Man exactly. It's like, we've just given Jack Grealish a title. But he can lift up against us on the last day of the season, for fuck's sake.
It's nailed on. Absolutely nailed on. I think Billy Simo and Jake touched on this the other day on our latest pod. They've titled that "The League Is Over." Because Liverpool have dropped points, Man City have won. Obviously, the gap's 3 points. It's not over, but
it's far from over.
Do you see Man City dropping points anywhere? Because
this is the thing. They have no more competitions to play in.
Yeah,
their sole focus is the league and to play in the league. They're not going to be resting Kevin De Bruyne like Liverpool are able to rest Mo Salah. Now that they're able to play their full squad, full strength team every single week for the next 2 weeks in their game. So it's you can't see them dropping points. You can't see them dropping points in any of the 38 games that they play in a season, unless it's against Liverpool, of course. But
it's
football's a mad game, isn't it? We see it so many times that they've also got a bit of a, it's like almost like Wolves are becoming a bit of a bogey team for them as well, who they play tomorrow, I think it is.
Yeah.
If Liverpool win tonight and then Man City then drop points all of a sudden against Wolves, you know, there's just so many ifs and buts, and we don't do ifs, buts and maybes. We do absolutes at the Total Screamers, don't we?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you. I definitely do ifs, buts and maybes. I'm renowned for being on the fence.
Yeah, but you're very sit on the fence.
Yeah, to be honest, I've been saying for weeks though, somebody will drop points in this title race. It was never going to be a case of both teams win all their games between, you know, for the last 8 games of the season, so and so. I was right, and it just happened to be Liverpool that have dropped points. But I think that there's potential there for City to drop points. Like you said, Wolves isn't an easy game. West Ham away is not an easy game the week after.
West Ham have taken points off this weekend, both Chelsea and Liverpool this season.
Exactly, and it's not like West Ham have one eye on the Europa League anymore either. And you know, they're potentially, I think could they sneak into the Europa? I mean, again,
I think they can do actually.
They can still sneak into the Europa League, Conference League, if not. So they're going to have a mind. You know, they've got something to play for still as well. So there is potential there for points to be dropped. But if I am sticking my neck out here and predicting what's going to happen, I do think it's City's title now, because Liverpool just couldn't afford to lose points in the way they have them.
Especially if City were always the leaders, weren't they? And if they drop points, it gets a bit exciting. As soon as Liverpool then drop points, it almost feels a bit like title's over. But again, it's like we said, football's such a funny game. It could go to Wolves and lose. They could go to West Ham and lose, and possibly even lose on the last day to us, which would just be perfect.
Right, now I know you're dreaming.
I didn't mean they lose all three of them, by the way.
It's just the losing to Villa part that made me think you were dreaming, right?
Fair enough. Yeah, don't blame you.
But tonight, I mean, again, we're not expecting any major shocks, but there is a potential there. Villa could upset the apple cart potentially, and win. I mean, do you think that I've seen rumours that Coutinho is going to be staying at Villa. Do you think he does stay?
Yeah, it seems all but confirmed now. The fact that we've managed to whittle the 40 million euro price tag down to only 20 million euros is just a complete masterstroke. I mean, he's worth that just for what he brings as a name. The pool, like, players will come to Villa because they get to play alongside Coutinho, kind of thing. So he's worth that price tag for that alone, let alone the talent as well that he brings with it. I do think he'll stay. What a player on his day, you know. He's been a bit hot and cold every now and then for us, but when he first burst onto the scene, when he first came in January, that goal, and I don't think it actually went down as an assist, did it? But the goal against Man United to bring it back at 2-0, to 2-2, sorry. But yeah, he just has sprinkles of class every now and then. He can go missing in a game and then just this little, like a little salt bay, just sprinkle something, just sprinkle salt it over bay. The park, and he
salt bay Coutinho.
Exactly.
Is that what Villa need though? Do Villa need a salt bay, or do Villa need a reliable, dependable squad that's gonna, you know, win them games and not just turn up every now and then?
I think you need a bit of both, to be honest with you. You need someone who can give that little sprinkle of something magical in a game where it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I'm letting Simo know we're titling this Do Villa Need a Salt Bay? I get what you mean. Like, it's like one of those players, isn't it, that they don't do much. It doesn't really contribute much to the team defensively. He's, you know, not going to do much pressing, but then when he gets on the ball, he makes things happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm kind of thinking along the James Rodriguez lines for Everton last season.
Hopefully it won't turn quite as sour as what that did, though.
No, well, I mean, I'm sure that Coutinho and Gerrard have probably a better relationship.
And apparently they have the same agent as well, which has been a massive key in the negotiation.
Oh well, then in that case, it's pretty much nailed on, then, isn't it? Surely,
if they're exactly,
you'd like the same agent, so, yeah. Like, it might as well not even. They might as well just get together. Like, there's no point in even involving the agent. They might as well just sit down together. How much do you want? Yeah,
I'm sure that's probably agree happened.
To that. Yeah, sort of. What's the agent? The agent's got nothing to do there, has he? That's easy money. He's making. If he's taking a cut off that, he's making easy money there. It's just that like two blokes just have agreed it among themselves, and he's just like, yeah, so just give me my 10% or whatever it is. Yeah. Oh, honestly. That's a masterstroke from that guy. I think my opinion on it is that Coutinho is a good signing for Villa. Like you say, he's a big name. I think that he does add that extra element of quality, but you have to build a team around him. I'd like to think that if they do sign him, that Gerrard will do that and will sign players to do the donkey work for him, basically, do the legwork, and then let Coutinho do his thing when he gets the ball.
I think we've seen so far as well, to be honest with you. It's almost like Coutinho will obviously jog about. He's not just going to stand in the middle of the pitch, is he?
Yeah.
But
he could be. Villa fans probably still love him, to be fair.
I know I would. But it's like, it is very much like that. It's try and give Coutinho the ball and just let him work his magic, and he will pick out a pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
He will do something to get us a goal.
Yeah. You're in danger of becoming a one-man team, though, I guess, if that's the sole tactic. But it's not quite
sole tactic like it was back in the Jack Grealish days.
Yeah.
But again, conversation for another day.
Yeah. I mean, moving on, we'll move on now to one of Jack Grealish's future teammates, as it were. So the big news that's broken today, it's kind of been an ongoing saga, I guess, hasn't it, for the last year or so, the rumours about where Erling Haaland is going to go. It looks pretty much nailed on now that he's going to be going to Man City.
I mean, Fabrizio Romano's given it the here we go. That's all you need. And
yeah,
Man City have also confirmed it. So.
Oh, have they actually officially confirmed it? Because I've not seen a photo of him yet.
He's gonna become a Man City player on the 1st of July or something like that.
Okay, right. I haven't seen a picture of him in a Man City shirt, but besides the one that goes around from like 15 years ago. I want to see him stood there on the touchline at the Etihad with a scarf above his head, and then it's confirmed for me. Yeah, but on the one hand, it's great for the Premier League because we'll have a superstar and a lad who's arguably going to be one of the greatest footballers on the planet. Mm. You know, potentially already is. He's certainly on his way there if he keeps up the form that he's had while he's been in Germany. He's an absolute goal-scoring machine. And I think defenders are going to find it very difficult to play against him. Imagine poor old Luton get promoted through the playoffs and they've got to deal with Erling Haaland. Like, that's not going to go well.
I'd love Luton to come up, just on a side note.
Oh yeah, so would I. Absolutely love to see it. Because it would really stick two fingers up to all the clubs in the Championship that have spent so much money.
I suppose it also gives hope for smaller clubs like Coventry as well. So
smaller budgets, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, Luton ripped us to shreds, to be fair, when we went there this season. So I'd be happy to see them go up, just so we don't have to suffer that again next year. but no, honestly, it would be really good for Luton themselves to go up. They were in League Two at the same time as us.
I was listening to Talk Sport today, and I think they said that they were playing 8 years ago. Not even that, maybe. They were playing non-league football.
Yeah, they were. They got relegated. They were docked. I think they were docked like the most points a club's ever been docked in one go for like financial issues. But they got docked about 30 points 1 year. And then slid down right out of the Championship, straight down to non-league pretty much, and didn't bounce back until within the last 10 years. But we were in League Two 5-6 years ago and they were there with us. We both got promoted that season. So it shows just how far they've come as well. Great job that Nathan Jones is doing there. But if they come up, having to compete against Erling Haaland is going to be an absolute nightmare. I'd like to think that Pep would probably rest him just out of kindness if that actually happens. But yeah, on the other hand, like I say, on the one hand, it'll be good for the Premier League because we'll get to see a great player. On the other hand, it's got the potential to destroy the competition, hasn't it?
Yeah, very much so. And it's one of them that I really want to be annoyed at, but it's a world-class player going to a world-class club for a fantastic price at the end of the day. Mm. And Man City, with their infinite budget, have the most money to offer him. So that's the only reason why he's there, in my opinion. And then you can argue that, yeah, but it's such a fantastic story because of his dad and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Leeds fan, so it's not that much of a fantastic story.
Yeah, well, he played at Man City, didn't he? He was a Man City player, so it's the reincarnation.
Erling Haaland, I think, is an actual Leeds fan.
Oh, he is. Yeah. I remember hearing his story about when they played like Northern Ireland International. You went up to Stuart Dallas and asked him to swap shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, if he really wanted to, he could make a wonderful story by just going, yeah, just give me like.
I'm sure it will happen in about 10, 15 years' time.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it's not. I mean, yeah, obviously there's connections there because of his dad. It is one of them that, like you say, you want to be annoyed at. I think I've seen a lot of people saying, oh, this is just going to ruin the Premier League. Man City are just going to hoover up the titles and stuff. Like, they're not doing that already anyway.
I think as well, for it to counteract that argument, for me personally, I thought they would do that with Grealish as well. I thought he'd go on to and flourish at Man City around world-class players. So I thought that was going to be a problem anyway, and that was the league done and dusted, and just look how that's turned out. So I don't necessarily think it's going to end up like that. There's obviously going to be competition there. Just look how good Liverpool are, for Christ's sakes. And
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's enough, isn't it, really? There's going to be competition there, but it does have the feelings of, oh, well, they've just got the best striker in the world.
They just won the game.
Like, what's the point? Yeah.
I also have another argument to it in that, you know, I remember people wanting Lionel Messi in the Premier League for how many years. You know, the likes of Ronaldinho never played in the Premier League. And you always think, like, you know, Kaká never played in the Premier League. You think that we're gutted we never got to see these players play in the Premier League. If Haaland did have a career like that, where he didn't actually move to a Premier League club, I think we all would have been gutted. I think it's just the fact that it's Man City that people hate, because Man City are where they are, you know, through money. But he's not going to go to a club that doesn't have money. So
no, and that aren't competing.
You know, yeah, exactly. It's why, if you're a footballer, why would you not want to sign for the best team in the league or you know, the would-be champions. They've been the best team in the league over the last, you know, five seasons, etc. What, like, why wouldn't you want to sign for them? So I think completely understand.
Particularly as a foreigner as well. They don't have a connection to another club. If you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I can't say everything that I've said last year and just allow that to go under the carpet.
I know what you mean, mate. I know what you mean. I'm looking forward to seeing him, if only for the points that he's going to win everyone. They're going to have to find a way to crowbar Haaland and Salah into a fantasy team next year. And you know what? I'm looking forward to that as a neutral in the Premier League. But then, you know, when Man City are winning 8-0 every week, it probably will get a bit boring. But, you know, that's a sacrifice that I'm willing to make on behalf of the rest of the Premier League. So sorry,
guys. Yeah, I'm glad you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Championship fans are loving this right now.
It's just like, that's a shame.
I can just see the Luton fans that are thinking that one shot over the bar and it breaks a window on someone's house.
Erling Haaland is the ball's been thrown back because it's landed in someone's like playhouse in the back garden in Luton. Windows
a child
broken everywhere.
Has tragically died thanks to Erling Haaland's thunderous shot that blazed over the bar. Can see it now.
Oh, make it happen.
That doesn't happen. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Yeah,
not that. I mean, make the Luton thing happen,
absolutely.
Happen. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see on that one. That will be confirmed within the next couple of weeks, I'm sure. I hope I haven't jinxed it for them now, but yeah,
stands
one the Hatters. Right, is there anything else you want to add, Billy?
Not from me, mate. No,
I think we'll wrap it up here. I'll leave you to get excited for the Liverpool game.
And, the battering that we're about to endure.
you said it who knows. Thank you all for joining us, and cheery bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.